Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Obama is in Las Vegas to rally support later today for his plan giving undocumented immigrants a path to citizenship. Yesterday, a bipartisan group of senators announced their plan. It said the two proposals are much alike. So how are immigrant advocates reacting? Enrique Morones is president and founder of Border Angels, a nonprofit that works to reduce the death toll of people crossing the border with Mexico. He joins us from his home in San Diego. And Enrique, your first reaction when immigration went to the front burner?
I think a lot of us were very excited that we have this bipartisan unity being presented. And the devil's in the details. So there's a lot of excitement. We've had excitement before. It's important that it really take place, and I feel that we're closer than ever.
Let's remind people both the president and the senators would provide a path to citizenship after undocumented workers meet certain requirements. The Senate plan would require that the border with Mexico be strengthened first before that path. We're hearing the president wants both to happen at the same time. Your thoughts on that?
Well, as you know, Robin, we are on the border, and today we're out in the field. We're out in the desert putting water because every day that we don't have humane immigration reform, two people die. So when they say strengthen the border and we have less people coming in that are going out, what are they referring to? That's one of the details that we need to find out exactly what they mean by that.
As you say, you watch people die crossing the border, even though we should say fewer than they had in the past. The recession has had a great impact on how many undocumented immigrants are coming from Mexico, according to a Pew poll since 2007, far fewer than ever before because of the recession. But you say still you're seeing people die. I would think that given that, you would want the border tightened. You don't want to see people die.
Don't want to see people die. And even though there's been a dramatic drop in people crossing the border, still there's an increase in the deaths. Currently, there is no line. There is no line for these people to come in through the front door or the estimated 11 million people that are here to actually get documented. So when they say strengthen the border, what is it that they mean? Because there hasn't been one documented case of somebody crossing the U.S.-Mexican border that's committed or attempted to commit a terrorist act. Why is it that we always talk about the U.S.-Mexican border?
Well, you know what people see as the difference. They see a huge population coming from Mexico. Critics say taking jobs, a drain on the economy in some ways. Of course, supporters say they're a boost to the economy. So you know that debate. But still, do you have some sympathy with this call for the toughening first before the path? In 1986, Ronald Reagan said he was for amnesty. There was a bill with laws against illegal hiring and laws for tougher borders. The amnesty was enforced, the other positions weren't. There are some people who don't want to see that happen again.
That's right. There's a key aspect of this, the terminology that's used. We're not looking for amnesty. We're looking for a pathway to documentation. Those people, they only wave their own flags, speak their own language, hang out in their own neighborhood. That was Benjamin Franklin talking about Germans. We've never heard in our lifetime there's too many Germans in this country. But there was a time, too many Germans, Italians, Irish, Polish, etc. Now they're saying it about Mexico. Let's let them get in line. They'd rather pay the U.S. government some sort of a duty to be able to get in line, even if it's the back of the line, where they should be, than to pay a smuggler that's going to abandon them, killing them while they're crossing the desert. Let's set up a system that's humane, and let's get the humane into this immigration debate.
Well, I'm looking at some recent polls. The 2012 Gallup poll says almost two-thirds of Americans are dissatisfied with the current level of immigration in the U.S. Latino population over the last few decades has become the country's largest and fastest growing. I'm wondering if there is a sense that there are more rules, that there's a, you know, more of a fairness across the board. Isn't that better in the long term for this huge Latino population? Don't you want there to be more of a perception on the part of other Americans that there's more fairness, and something like this proposed legislation could do that?
I don't want there to be just a perception. I want it to be a reality.
Yeah.
The same poll, Gallup poll, says that two-thirds of Americans, 67%, want immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform now. So let's get it done, because America, the United States of America, is a great country. Let's practice our principles. Give me your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. Yesteryear's immigrants were going through the same thing, but they had a statue that welcomed them. We have a wall.
Enrique Morones, president and founder of Border Angels, a nonprofit whose goal is to reduce the death toll of people crossing the border from Mexico. Enrique, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. Immigration reform, si se puede.
Yes, we can.